Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Simon, Rav Yosef. Today's daf was Rosh Hashanah daf Yudalid. We are on the very top word, the very first word of Yudalid Amud Aleph. A good vach. Mordechai, Avi, Reuven, Michael, Stephen, Yaakov, Dr. Joe, David Yoshua, Gershon Eitan, and Svika. Now, just before we start the daf, so Shmuel, in yesterday's daf, said three things. Number one, he said, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, that if some fruit, some legumes took root before Rosh Hashanah and some legumes took root after Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to mix them all together to give Maaser. Then he said also, but on the same time, he says, Ein Bila, which seemed to be contradictory. He said, mixing doesn't work unless it's liquid, so that seems to contradict. And the third thing he said, which proves why it's not a contradiction, he says legumes don't follow when it takes root. Legumes follow the Gemara Pri when the legume finishes growing. Says the Gemara, Utsricha, we need all three statements of Shmuel. De'i ashmin halacha k'rabbi Shimon Shizuri. If all he said was the halacha is like Shimon Shizuri, that stuff that took root before Rosh Hashanah can be mu'usar together with stuff after Rosh Hashanah, havin mishum d'ksava yesh bila. I might have thought the reason he says that is because hold you're allowed to mix it together. Now in reality, he holds you're not allowed to mix it together, but the reason you're allowed to put those two together is because we don't follow taking root when it comes to legumes. We follow the Gemara Pri, so both of them are really the same year because doesn't matter. You follow the Gemara Pri. So Kamash Balon, Lakol Ein Bila. That's why we need statement number two. That no, he holds actually mixing does not work except for wine and oil. V'yashminin Lakol Ein Bila. If he only said that, Havamina Kirabonan Svirle. I might think he holds like Rabbanan, who argue on Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, because if he says Ein Bila, so you might think he says you can't mix those things together. I was like Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to take Trumas and Mises from a mixture of stuff before and after. So Kamash Malan, Halach Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. No, he has to say that he holds like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, who says that you're allowed to give Trumas and Mises from legumes of stuff that took root before Rosh Hashanah with stuff that took root after Rosh Hashanah. If you only had these first two statements, Havamina, Kasha Deshmuel Adeshmuel, I would have asked a contradiction, that these two statements seem to be contradicting each other. He says Halach Rav Shimon Shizuri, and he says that Bila doesn't work. How do you put those two things together? That's why I need statement number three. Kamash Malon, Akol Hol Lechach Gemar Pri. No, that's why you're allowed to mix them together, because they're both really the same year. Because neither of them had a Gemara Pri yet. So that's why they're both part of the... We follow the Gemara Pri when we determine what year something is part of. So Kamash Lon, V'iyash mina ha'kololach Gemara Pri, if you only had that last statement, Hava mina afilu tuo v'zei simnami, you might think that not this doesn't only apply to legumes. You might think this even applies to wheat, ha'chamishus mina dagan, and olives and grapes. Tvua includes grapes also. Tvuas hakarim, the Torah says. Torah calls grapes tvua. So tvua, we tend to think that's the chamishas mina dagan, but in the Gemara's terminology, tvua also includes grapes and olives. But we know those follow when they grew a third, not when they are finished. So v'yashmin halacha priya havamina fil tvua zeis nami kamash v'la, no. Halacha kareb shimin shizuri. B'mai depolig, only regarding that which they argue about does he say Faust Gemara Pri, namely legumes, but not regular wheat or olives or grapes. Ask the Gemara, V'lishma Inon, Agut Vach, Remordechai. Wow, your wife is even a bigger tzaddikus than I thought she was. V'lishma Inon, Hani Tarti. So ask the Gemara, wait, so why don't you just teach me teaching number one and teaching number three, and that'll cover everything. If you say halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, and you say how kol holich hakagamar pri, that should cover everything, because you know the reason why you're allowed to mix them together is not because of bila, it's because we hold it's the gemara pri. So one and three should cover everything. Says lakol ein bila lamali, ants the gemara hakamashulan dil yain v'shemen yesh bila. That's the chiddush. Even though he holds that mixing doesn't work by dry items, but by liquids, everyone agrees mixing does work. So you would be able to be mafrish chumas amaisus of a mixture of 50% liquid from before Rosh Hashanah and 50% liquid afterwards. That you would be able to mix. He would agree. Yesh bila. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Chom Shalchan Evo.
Amen.
Okay. In yesterday's daf, we learned that Maiser of vegetables follows the time of the Likita, which is the gathering of the vegetables. And therefore, if you gather vegetables in year number one on year number two, you're gonna give Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni. But if you gather the vegetables in year number three, you're gonna give Maiser Ani. Maiser Rishon, Maiser Ani. And also you're not allowed to be Mafrish from year number one on year number two. Right? So now the Gemara is going to quote a brisa that's going to explain from where do we know that when it comes to vegetables, you follow Lakita? From where do we know that when it comes to vegetables, you follow the time that you gathered them, you plucked them, you picked them, or whatever you do to vegetables? Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Om Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, the Torah says, "Ba'aspecha migarncha umiyikvecha." Now, this pasuk is talking about sukkahs. It had nothing to do with maaser, but the Gemara has a drasha on this. Ma goren v'yekev miyuchodim shegdelim al me shana she'avra. Just like goren and yekev, which is the chameshes minei dagon, wheat, and wine, they all, we follow the year that they grew a third. Meaning, if I harvest them in year three, but they grew a third in year two, so we follow, generally speaking, they grow based on the rains of the previous year, and therefore, umis asrin l'shana she'avra, and therefore, we follow the previous year. We do not follow when they're harvested. We follow when they grew. When they grew. So the Torah says, Ba'aspecha migarncha mikvech. Meaning, that which you gather, you follow when it grew and not when it gathered. Af kol shegedeil ha'meishana she'avra. So too, this applies to all other fruit. Apples, oranges, dates, figs, all other fruit follow the same laws that we care when they blossomed. Mis asrin l'shana she'avra. But the point here is they do not follow the time that they're harvested. Rather, we follow the time that they begun to grow. But the point is that we don't follow the harvest time. Yatsu yirakos. This comes to exclude yirakos, which are not like those fruit. Shegedelim al mei shana haba. Vegetables, they tend to grow in the same year that they are harvested. Meaning they grow quickly, right? They keep growing. They grow very quickly. All the other things, wheat and fruit, it takes a long time for them to grow. But vegetables, they grow very close to when you pluck them. At that time, and that's why, says the Gemara. Now again, let's remind ourselves. Tosas points this out in Dibur Maschil Ma. Tosas says, wait a second. What do you bring me a pasuk to tell me when you take maaser from vegetables? Maaser of vegetables is a din d'rabbanan. So how are you bringing me a pasuk, a drasha, that teaches me when you give maaser from vegetables? So take a look at this short little Tosas here. Ma goren v'yekev. It says Tosas, asmachta ba'alma. This pasuk is not a real drasha. It's an asmachta. De maaser yerek d'rabbanan. V'ikar krol l'psolus goren v'yekev. Kidol el, right? Le'inyin sukkah. We know what the main drasha we learn from this pasuk is that tzchach has to be made out of something that grows from the ground that's not mekabel tuma. So that's one answer in Tosfos. Inami mishum shviyas doraisa ischakra. No, there is one halacha that we follow by vegetables, lakita, that actually is a din doraisa. Namely, shmita applies to vegetables, that's a din doraisa. So the fact that we determine which year of shmita, whether this is shmita produce or not shmita produce, based on lakita, that actually is a din doraisa, and that actually is a drasha gemura, even though maiser by Yerek is only a din derabbanan. Okay. So that's the opinion of Yotzi Yorokstin al Meshana Haba, Umisasin Lashana Haba. We follow when you're harvesting them. This is Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion. Rabbi Akiva has a different source. Rabbi Akiva Omer, we dash in the pasuk differently. The common denominator of the fruit and the grain is that you don't have to water them. They grow just on rainwater. They don't need to be watered. And therefore, when it comes to the rules of Maaser, you don't follow when they're harvested. You follow when they grow or when they sprout. So Rabbi Kiva, it's enough just rainwater. We don't follow the harvest. Rather, we follow when they grow. So too, trees, this comes to exclude vegetables, that in order to grow vegetables, it's not enough. Rainwater alone is not going to grow your vegetables. You have to add watering them. And therefore, they're going, as far as Maaser is concerned, they're going to follow the year that it is harvested. So explain the Achronim. The simple Svara is, as to explain this Gemara, the Achronim, Turei Evin says like this. Turei Evin says, may I have a pen? Turei Evin says like this. Turei Evin says that the Svara Pshuta is, this Gemara is assuming that if I have no drushes, I would assume that Maaser follows when you harvested it. That's when you're taking it, that's when you're using it. So now it's when you have a Maaser. So I need a drusha to tell me no. That if it grew based on Rov Mayim, or if it grew based on the water of the last year, a special drasha to teach me to go out of what you would have thought originally. But Minastam, Mitzara Svara, you should always follow the Lakita. So that's why Yerek, which is not comparable to wheat, because you have to water it, or because it grows very quickly. So therefore, that's why it doesn't play by the same rules. Ask the Gemara. My Benayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi's drasha? Is there going to be any nafkamina? Yatsu Yerak Shiginal Kol Mayim Ulmisas L'shan Abba. My Benayu, is there any difference between Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who said that the reason we separate out vegetables is because they don't grow on last year's water, they grow on this year's water, versus Rabbi Akiva, who says it's a question about rainwater versus watering it? Is there any difference in halacha? Amar Rav, bitzolam hasarisim, type of onion, they don't get to be so big. Upol hamitzri, the Egyptian bean, ikka beinayu. How do we know this? This night we learned in the Mishnah in Shvius. Bitzolam hasarisim upol hamitzri, shamona mehemayim. Shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. These two types of onions and beans that you did not water them the 30 days before Shemitah or the 30 days before the third year. Misasrin l'sha'avar. So if you didn't water them for those 30 days, so then the maaser is going to be from the past year. Umutarim b'shvias. Since you didn't water them for the 30 days before, they're not Shemitah. Vim lav. But if you did water them within the last 30 days, and then you harvested them after Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, Asurin b'shvius, so they are considered to be Shemitah fruit. Umis Asurin l'shana haba. And if it's year number 3, you're going to give Maaser Ani and not Maaser Sheni. Here you can have a difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva. This Mishnah, which is a Mishnah in Shavuos, this Mishnah is only following Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion. Why is this Mishnah only going to Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Because what's the key determining factor? Did it grow on last year's water or did it grow on this year's water? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the whole reason that by vegetables we follow the harvest is because it grows based on the water that is harvested. So in this case where you did not water it in this year, so even Rabbi Yossi Aglili would agree, if you didn't water in this year, so then it's going to follow last year. And even if you did it 30 days before. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who said it all depends on rainwater versus watering it, so it doesn't make a difference when you water. It doesn't make a difference when you stopped watering it. It's all a question about, theoretically, what it normally grows on. Fine. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Echad Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says the 15th of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. In other words, Rabbi Yisai, the first of Shvat or the 15th of Shvat is what determines whether or not your tree is in the third year or the fourth year. The Rosh Hashanah is established. So, in other words, if you planted the tree Cheshvan, so comes Tu B'Shvat or Rosh Chodesh Shvat, you're already starting year two, as far as the life of the tree is concerned. It says, my time, what's the logic of Beis Hillel that say that the 15th of Shvat is when we determine when the years, what year it is? I'm Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Oshaya. Hov yatsu rov gishmei shana. Because in the month of Shvat, most of the rain that's going to fall this year has already fallen. And there, according to Beis Hillel, and the fruit really grows from the sap in the tree that comes from the rain. That's the way the Rishonim explain over here. And that's what causes the fruit to blossom. That's what causes the fruit to blossom. So says Rashi, that it's the sap. And therefore, we don't want to take Trumas or Maestris from fruit that grew before Tu B'Shvat on fruit that grew afterwards, because it's really a whole different cycle in terms of the rain. Most of the rain is done. Va'adayin rov tkufa b'chutz. And yet, most of the tkufas teves, most of the winter, is still ahead of you. Ask the Gemara, my Gemara, what in the world does that line mean? It says Gemara like this. No, Hachkam, this is what it means. Af al pishrov tkufa mibachutz. Even though most of the winter is still ahead of you, nevertheless, hov yatzrov gishmei shana, since most of the rain has already fallen, we already consider this already like the year is over. Because despite the fact that you still have most of winter ahead of you, but most of the rain, at least in Eretz Yisrael, most of the rain by the time of Tu B'Shvat has already fallen. It's not gonna rain too much more after that. Now the Gemara is going to tell you, now we're going to talk about Maaser for an Esrog. Now an Esrog is an interesting situation. On the one hand, it's a fruit. On the other hand, it stays on the tree for a very long time. It stays on the tree for a bunch of years. So in that sense, it's not exactly like a fruit. So how do we treat it in terms of Trumas and Maasers? So that's a big dispute. The whole today's daf and some of tomorrow's daf is going to be discussing how we view Esrog as far as Trumas and Maaser are concerned. Let's see. Tana Rabbana Rabbis Tana Brayse Maaser Rabbi Akiva Shalikate Esrog Be'echad B'Shvat V'Noag Bo Shnei Yisurin. Rabbi Akiva plucked an Esrog from the tree on the first day of Shvat in the third year of the Shemitah cycle. Day number one, at least going to be Shammai, it's day number one. According to Beis Shammai, it's Echad B'Shvat. V'nog bo shnei yisurin. He gave on this thing both Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni. Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So he plucked it on the first day, according to Beis Shammai, of year number three. But he was also Machmir to treat it like year number two. Says the Gemara, what's going on over here? So first the Gemara thinks that the reason he did this was Echad Kedivrei Beis Shammai ve'Echad Kedivrei Beis Hillel. So one opinion of Rabbi Akiva was that he took the third year fruit like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai held the third year already started on Chodesh Shvat. But he took second year Maisa like Beis Hillel because it wasn't Tu B'Shvat yet. Okay. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda disagrees. Rabbi Yosef Huda Omer, no, that's not why he did it. It wasn't because he was worried about Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Tana Kama said he's worried about Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. But Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda Omer, lo minang Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nagba. The reason he did that was not because he was worried about both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, for a different reason. Eliminating Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Eliezer Nagba. No. He was trying to observe both the halacha of Rabbi Gamliel and the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer. Vosidos. What's the halacha of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer? I'll tell you. Says the Gemara, because we have a Mishnah. Disnan, a Mishnah in Maseches Bikur. And it's also quoted in the first daf of Kiddushin, for all the guys who, right, it's a big Gemara in Kiddushin, coming attractions. A couple of years away. I'm just terrified about Yevamos. We got Yevamos coming in. Apparently, Yevamos is already coming this March. OMG. Okay. Got to say a lot of Tehillim before this March. That's what they say. I don't know. I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I saw that. Might be this March already, Yevamos. There we go. There it is. Yeah, what do you got there, Michael? What day do we start Yevamos? What day? Give me the day. What day do we start Yevamos?
March.
That's what I thought. Okay. But the good news is, March 4th, my brother Daniel's birthday. Okay, once we conquer Yevamos, I'm not scared of anything else. Once we conquer Yevamos, the rest is downhill. It's downhill from there in biking terminology. Okay, here we go.
How can he follow two opinions? I thought you're supposed to...
Great question. The Gemara's going to ask that kasha. Awesome kasha, Dr. Jones. Awesome kasha.
Once again.
Disnan. We learned in the Mishnah. This is the Gemara's kasha. It's the best kasha. Says the Gemara. Disnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Estrog shaveli ilan b'shlosh adrachim uliyarek b'derech echad. Says the Mishnah in Bikurim. An estrog has the properties and the laws of a tree as far as three halachas are concerned, but it has the properties of a vegetable as far as one halach is concerned. Shavali the mishlosh drachim le'arla. As far as arla, it's considered to be like a tree. Namely, that the laws of arla do apply to an esrog. You can't eat it or benefit from it in the first 3 years of its life. Ula revai, and you're number four, you got to take it and bring it up to Yishalayim. So it's also considered like a fruit. Either you have to redeem it or bring it up to Yishalayim. And it... Vilashvius. And also as far as Shemitah is concerned, it has a status of a fruit. And therefore, if it blossomed during the seventh year, even if you harvested it in the eighth year... So it's considered to be like a fruit because we follow the blossom. However, uli yerek b'derech echad, but it follows a vegetable as far as one halacha, shebishasli kitaso isuro, that when we follow meiser, so as far as Shemitah is concerned, we treat it like a fruit, we follow the blossoming. But as far as meiser is concerned, we follow when you harvested it, when you gathered it. As far as mice is concerned, we follow when you gathered it. So if you gathered it in year three, it's Maiser Rishon, Maiser Ani. If you gathered it in year two, it's Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni. So Maiser doesn't follow the blossoming. Maiser follows the harvesting. Now, who? Divrei Rabban Gamliel. Those are the words of Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esrog Shavali Ilan L'chol Davar. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and Rabbi Eliezer says an esrog is like a tree for everything. Even for Meiser, we follow the blossoming. We do not, just like for Shemitah, we follow the blossoming. For Meiser, we also follow the blossoming. It's a fruit. It's a fruit through and through. It's a fruit for everything. Why was Rabbi Akiva machmir to take both Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani, if he did it on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, if he harvested it on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Oh, because we have here a machlokas. Do we follow the harvest? So in other words, it sounds like Rabbi Akiva is holding like Beis Shammai. He's holding like Beis Shammai, which the Gemara is going to ask about in a minute. How can he do that? But he's holding like Beis Shammai. So if he holds like Rabban Gamliel, who says that Meiser follows the harvest, so he's harvesting in year three, according to Beis Shammai. But if he says like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that even as far as Meiser is concerned, we don't follow the harvest, rather we follow when it blossomed. So it blossomed in year two, even though he harvested in Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it blossomed in year two, and therefore it's going to follow Meiser Sheni and not Meiser Ani. Oh, and now the Gemara asks Dr. Joe's kasha. Ask the Gemara. Umi avdinan kitrei chumrei. Ask the Gemara. Are we really nohag to be machmir like two shitas that mamish argue one on the other? Like, it's one thing to be machmir for different shitas, but not two shitas that actually fight with each other, because according to one guy, the other guy's wrong. So you can't have it both ways in this case. In other words, whichever you're doing, it's wrong according to the other guy. So how in the world could be machmir like two chumrei? Say the Gemara, umi avdinan kitrei chumrei? You can't have one fruit that's both of the second year and of the third year. You can't have it both ways. It's either one or the other. Says the Gemara, Omi Avdin and Ketrei Chumrei. Are you really allowed to observe two Chumras that are so sar each other? Vatanya. Didn't we learn in a Braisa? La'olam halacha kedirei Beis Hillel. We know that the Gemara says in Erevin and Daf Yud Gimel that a baskol came out proclaiming that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So after the baskol, everybody has to hold like Beis Hillel. You don't usually rely on a baskol. That's Tosis's kasha. So Tosis says, you don't rely on a baskol where the baskol doesn't support the majority. But since Beis Hillel was the majority, so we will follow the baskol. Yeah. As opposed to over there, where the baskol was going against the majority. So there we don't rely on the baskol.
So Beis Hillel is considered majority over Beis Shammai?
I think so. Tosa says in Yuvamas. I think Yudalit. Yuvamas, Yudalit. Speaking of Yuvamas. Tosa has some other answers to this kasha. Anyway, but one other answer Tosa says actually is that really you do follow the baskol. Really you always do this. You know what the Gemara means? Emashikim babaskol. What that means is that particular baskol by Rebbe Lezer was only doing it for the covet of Rabbi Lezer, not because we actually paskin that way. Just out of the covet of Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer said, let the walls of the basement, let the Shemaim be yochichu, so the Shemaim had to listen to the Talmud Chacham. So we said, don't mess with Rabbi Lezer.
But how did they know that was
okay, that's what Tosa said. You're right, you don't have to say that. There's another answer. Okay, anyway. However, prior to the baskol, if a person wants to do like Beis Shammai Oseh, Kedir Beis Hillel Oseh. If you want to follow before the baskol, if you want to hold like Beis Shammai, fine. If you want to hold like Beis Hillel, fine. However, Mikule Beis Shammai, Mikule Beis Hillel, if a guy just shops around for all the leniencies, I'm always going to follow the leniencies of Beis Shammai, the leniencies of Beis Hillel. Russia, such a person is a wicked person. He just shops for coolers, right? Shops for coolers. If you take the strictnesses of Beis Shammai and the strictnesses of Beis Hillel, all of our Kosev Omer, v'haksil b'choshech holech, such a person is a fool. He's a fool that walks in darkness. Rather, says the Brisa, Ella, ike Beis Shammai b'kuleinu v'chumrei. And if you want to follow Beis Shammai, you got to follow him all the way. V'ike Beis Hillel b'kuleinu v'chumrei. So the Gemara is asking Akasha against the first opinion. How could you tell me that Rabbi Akiva was doing this to be Yotze, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel? He's going like the chumras of both. The Gemara says he's a fool. Ksil b'choy shecholech. Answers the Gemara. Really, Rabbi Akiva wanted to observe like Beis Hillel. Really, he observed like Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva, Gemara is topically. He wasn't sure. You hear this? Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure whether Beis Hillel said Aleph Shvat or Tesvav Shvat. He wasn't sure. Gemara's definitely. V'lo yada Beis Hillel be'echad b'shvat amru, ibechamishasim b'shvat amru. He wasn't sure whether Beis Hillel held that the Rosh Hashanah Lanos was al shvat or the 15th of shvat. So that's why he was machmir like both, not because he was following Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. He didn't know, he wanted to follow Beis Hillel, but he wasn't sure on what Beis Hillel said. Now, so that's Tanakama. Now Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda said that Rabbi Kiva was trying to be machmir like Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Omer Lomenik Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nagba, Elamin Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer Nagba was really Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Be'echad b'shvat? Wait a second. He wasn't sure like Rabbi Eliezer, but the whole thing was going only within the opinion of Beis Shammai. Because right? It was the first shvat. Whether you hold like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer, but you're going to say it's the third year if you hold like Beis Shammai. Ask the Gemara, Ki Beis Shammai Nagba? The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda held that Rabbi Akiva was holding like Beis Shammai. What do you mean? We know that Rabbi Akiva is mitalmidei Beis Hillel, and we follow Beis Hillel. So why do you observe like Beis Shammai? So says the Ritva. The Gemara's Kashas. Ritva says the Gemara's Kashas. First of all, Rabbi Akiva was a student of Beis Hillel, and number two, we follow Beis Hillel. So why is he worried about Beis Shammai? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chanina v'itema Rabbi Chananya. So Rabbi Chanina said, and some say it was Rabbi Chananya. No. Interesting answer. If I would give this answer to my ninth graders, they would start throwing rotten tomatoes at me. Amar Rabbi Chanina v'itema Rabbi Chananya. No. Hacha b'esrog shechonta b'yosef kodam chamisha asa di'idach shvat askinan. No. Yeah, Rabbi Kiva was he plucked this esrog on Aleph Shvat. But we mentioned before that esrogim stay on the tree for a very, very long time. This esrog had chanata, it sprouted before last Tu B'Shvat. It was before last Tu B'Shvat. Oh, so it sprouted this, it blossomed before the last Tu B'Shvat. So on last Tu B'Shvat, it already entered its third year. And now we're on Rosh Chodesh Shvat of the third year, right before the fourth year. But it wasn't gathered. He didn't gather it till now. Ubedenu afilu kodem l'chein. Now, you could have asked me the same kasha if he plucked it on Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, El, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves. But the Gemara says so again. Now, the whole shaila over here was he plucked it after Tu B'Shvat, and it had he plucked it after the last Tu B'Shvat, like a year later, and it had chanata before the last Tu B'Shvat. So that was the shaila. It was Tu B'Shvat, not Rosh Chodesh. So why was the case that he did on Rosh Chodesh Shvat? He happened to have plucked it on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Don't blame the guy. That's all it was. Says the Gemara, b'dinu afilu kodem l'chein, u'maisa shehaya kachaya. Just happened to be that he plucked it on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. But Rosh Chodesh Shvat has zero significance to the case. It could have been Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Teves, Cheshvan, Tishrei, Elul, of anything after the last Tu B'Shvat. Okay, that's one answer. Ravina Amar Kroch Vitani. Rabbi Kiva says you could put all this into the case. Loi Echad B'Shvat Haya. No. Some say you could explain. It wasn't the first of Shvat that Rabbi Akiva plucked the esrog. El chamisha az b'shvat haya. It was really the 15th. In other words, when Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda was changing the case, not only did he change that they're not arguing about Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, rather only about Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, also it wasn't Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it was really Tu B'Shvat. So you have to add both of those in. Ela lo chamisha haya. Ela chamisha az b'shvat haya. So you got to change both things. A little bit more. Yeah, just a little bit more. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hashad Rav Gamliel, Esrog Achal Lekita So Isuro Ki Yerek. Now the Rav Gamliel says that even though an Esrog is Shavah Le'ilon with the three things of Arla, Revai, and Shvius, but as far as Maaser is concerned, you follow the harvest. Rosh Hashanah Shelo Tishrei. So, as far as Maaser, we don't follow Tu B'Shvat. As far as Maaser is concerned, we follow Tishrei. So says Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, really? Meisivei. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Likate Esrog Erev Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, Adshel Tavo HaShemesh. If you plucked your Esrog, Erev, the 15th of Shvat before the sun sets, V'chazav Likate Mishet Tavo HaShemesh. And then you harvested another Esrog after Shkia. Ein Tarmanu Ma'asrin Mize Alzeh. So you can't give Truma's eyes one to the other. Wait a second. You just got finished telling me that it's Aleph Tishrei that's the determinant factor for Maaser, not Tu B'Shvat at all. Haisa Shlishis Nechnesis L'Revius. If it was the third year going into the fourth, Shlishis Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, Revius Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Just like you can't give Truma's eyes one on the other. You give two different things. Man shams le dalz abas l'kita. Now, clearly, this price is holding that you're following the harvest. Rabban Gamliel, uktani shvat, and yet you see the 15th of Shvat is when the year changes over. Says the Gemara, you're right. We must have had the wrong version of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. If you want to tell me, Rabbi, when do you have to say it a little bit differently? Even though he follows the harvest, Rosh Hashanah Shelo Shvat. Even though he follows the harvest for the Yerek, but he only follows the harvest for when in the fruit's genesis you follow Maaser. We follow the harvest and not when it sprouts like a fruit. So we follow it like a vegetable, the harvest. But as far as when the year changes, even for Maaser, we follow Tu B'Shvat, and not Rosh Chodesh, and not Aleph Tishrei. Gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.